Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We want to thank Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here throughout the 2022 campaign as we take a look at eight area high school football games. Got the usual crew here, Matt Mullinex, Jim Field, and myself, Chris Parks. Let's take a look at how we did here in week number seven, and then we'll dive into our week eight picks. Last week, we had a 7-1 week for Mr. Mullinex, so he has increased his overall lead here by a game. I went 6-2. Jim went 5-3 last week. So now the overall standings have Matt at 43-13. I sit at 41-15, and Jim is at 36-20 here for the year. Here's how it went last week. Xyra EHK, a 57-7 win over Booyer Valley. We all had the Spartans, so we all got that one correct. West Harrison had a little bit of a battle with Ottoman. They pulled it out at the end, 35-26. We all had the Hawkeyes in that one, got that one right. Southwest Valley pulled away from Riverside in the second half, 49-21. That was a winner for Matt, and that helped him get an edge there. We both had the Riverside Bulldogs, so dogs let me down here this week. HSTW 40-0 over Logan Magnolia on the road. We all had the Vikings in that one. Kemper Catholic 42-7 over Trainer. We all had the Knights there. It was Clark beating Red Oak 20-6. We all took the Tigers, so we all got that one wrong. Harlan wins that top five battle over ADM in convincing fashion, 42-7 the final, and that was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim was out on a limb there with ADM. And Atlantic, a road win over Knoxville, 39-13. We all had the Trojans there, so we all got that one right. So that's how it went there in week number seven. We'll dive into our week eight picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Carrie, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, we have new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, only 98 cents a pound. 3-pound tubs of Fairway cottage cheese are just $3.88. And Betty Crocker brownie mixes are buy one, get one free. Back at our famous Fairway Fresh meat case, we have 10-pound tubes of 80-20 ground beef, only $2.99 a pound. And don't forget, October is pork month, so pick up some all-natural Iowa chops for just $1.99 a pound and original or Italian pork sausage for $2.99 a pound. And as always, thanks for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. Let's get into the next week here, week number eight for the program. And we've got a couple of eight-man games here. First off, an eight-man District 10, Woodbine on the road at Audubon. Guess it's only fitting that we let Matt pick his Woodbine Tigers here first in
the
program
this week. You bet. Get the old alma mater right out of the gate.
There you go.
Yeah, they've kind of come along here late. Their schedule has kind of been a little more favorable for them. They start off with a tough schedule early in the season. They'd like to throw the ball. Haven't really been able to establish the ground game. The Tigers have not, but with their freshman quarterback in there, Brody Pryor, they've done a lot of throwing, like over 300 yards, seven touchdowns last week in their victory. But I think Audubon probably has more experience and probably a little tougher defense in there. Audubon sits here at 3-5, but, they've played a really fine schedule throughout the season and been able to compete pretty well. So I'm going to go with the Wheelers at home on this one.
All right, one there for Audubon. They still got that statue up?
Not ever will.
No. There you go.
You're tired of it.
Long time, my friend.
All right. I'm going to go Wheelers as well. I think Audubon's kind of hitting a nice stride here at the end of the season. They have got themselves into the playoffs, so they'll be trying to make some noise here later on down the stretch, and I think this is one of those games where they want to just kind of go out there, put the best foot forward, get yourself prepared for that next week. Aaron Olson has been pretty dynamic at the quarterback spot for them when they've played well, and I think they'll do enough here in the ground game this week to get it done. Jim.
Yeah, a lot of what you guys already have said. By the way, I'd like to start out by apologizing to all my Who's Going to Win fans out there. My 36-20 record is not stellar like I would like it to be, and I feel like I'm letting you down with these terrible picks this year, but I would like to remind you that my record is still way better than Scott Frost's record at Nebraska. So I'm still safe on the program. I don't believe my contract is going to be yanked from me. I'm not going to have to renegotiate the terms. I think I'm good.
Well, we can't afford the buyout, so.
Yeah.
Better believe that. Now, Audubon's got like 1,200 more rush yards than Woodbine. Woodbine almost exclusively throws the ball, it seems like, this year. And I just think if the Wheelers take care of the ball and use that opportunity to kind of control the game, I think they should be able to win this one at home. I would just like to say, though, it's kind of funny how we've come over the years, especially with eight-man football, in talking about that, because I heard Matt say, you know, that last week Woodbine, you know, their quarterback, 300 yards, 7 touchdowns. We say that like it's no big deal anymore.
Right.
7 touchdowns in a game? Holy smokes! That's a lot! But, you know, we just kind of come to expect that in some cases, especially those teams that move the ball around a lot like they do. So,
true.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Iowa, fun stuff.
Makes it interesting when teams score, right? We have a tough time experiencing that here in this state.
I don't understand football without field goals. I don't understand what it's about.
By the way, your 36-20 mark, still better than Doug. So we're going to stay in eight-man here. Eight-man District 9 this time. This is a good battle here. Fremont Mills, 6-1, goes on the road to take on 7-0 Lennox. And this is going to be a good battle here. Fremont Mills has kind of caught their stride here, I think, later in the season. They started to play better. I think maybe some of that early season stuff was a lot of the, you know, coaching transition. They've got a new quarterback. They're trying to figure it all out. Braxton Blackburn's been doing a good job of running the ball on the ground. The problem is Lennox got a guy that's pretty good at that himself. Isaac Grunman has had a terrific season, 21 rushing touchdowns on the year. A guy that's pretty hard to contain. I think this one, just because of where it's at, I think the home team was going to have an advantage in this game, just feeling a little bit more comfortable. And, of course, Lennox has got that, you know, let's keep the unblemished mark motivation. So I'm going to give the edge here to the Tigers. This is going to be a heck of a game, though. Jim.
Well, that's two straight games and two straight guys voting against the teams that are right close to their own backyards,
yep,
where they grew up. That's interesting. I might be picking up a few new fans.
There you go.
On the program.
On top
here.
Of that one that you have. Well, and you did apologize to the
fan. My wife
does
listen.
I thought you could just
so,
do that personally to your wife.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, didn't have to waste the airtime, yeah. I guess. We do love each other. I'm talking about these guys. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't have known that by now. No, it was an interesting sheet. When you handed me this sheet, I looked it over a little bit, and I thought, okay, at first glance. And then I looked at it a second time, and of the eight games on here, it's like the first game and the last game. Yeah, kind of figure those out without a lot of research. But the middle games are all pretty intriguing, these middle six games that we have on here, including this one. And I wasn't sure where everybody was going to go. I guess I just kind of looked at it. I really think Fremont Mills has just a little bit tougher schedule this year. Their only loss, they just had that one blemish, but it was to a pretty good Cam team by 2 points. They took care of Audubon pretty handily, and Audubon's not a bad ball club. They're going to make some noise here before it's all over yet. So I don't know. I know it's on the road. It's a bit of a trip, but I'm going to take Fremont Mills on the road this week.
All right. One for the Knights, Matt.
Okay, so I get to break the tie. I see. Yeah.
Math is his thing.
I'll reiterate what Jim just said. You know, Chris did a good job this week of putting together a pretty decent schedule. This could be the week where there's a
separation
big
Friday. Huh?
Separation, yeah. Friday.
Sure, keep my hopes alive.
But no, and this is one right out of the gate here. Fremont Mills and Lennox, and a lot of similarities across the ball from one another. Even the BC Moore predictor has Fremont Mills just at a slight 4-point favorite, and that's about a 60% factoring chance of that, I guess. So
they're not sure.
Not sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So just like the rest of us, not sure. I think the one thing is Lennox up front probably has a little bit more size in them. And kind of what Chris said, I'm just going to have to go with the home team on this one. I think that's going to be the deciding factor is just at home. But this is going to be a stellar eight-man game tonight. And it'll be a good one.
Yeah, interesting perhaps preview of what could happen here down the road too. So that'll do it here for our eight-man picks this week. When we come back, we'll take a look at some Class A games here on who's going to win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Carrie, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, we have new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, only 98 cents a pound. 3-pound tubs of Fairway cottage cheese are just $3.88, and Betty Crocker brownie mixes are buy one, get one free. Back at our famous Fairway Fresh meat case, we have 10-pound tubes of 80-20 ground beef, only $2.99 a pound. And don't forget, October is pork month, so pick up some all-natural Iowa chops for just $1.99 a pound, and original or Italian pork sausage for $2.99 a pound. And as always, thanks for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive in. We've got some interesting matchups here at tail end of the season in Class A District 7. One of those features a team just down the road here, the Riverside Bulldogs. Still have a mathematical chance to try to get into the playoffs. They host Earlham, a couple of 2-5 teams, and Dogs need to get a win and some help, I think, to make it happen to get into the postseason, but that'll be their motivation. Jim, who's going to win?
I have no idea. Riverside needs to protect the ball. I mean, it just starts with that, period. You know, Earlham primarily is a running team. They've done a pretty good job protecting the ball this year. I have a strong suspicion that the home team is going to get the edge in this panel, and I need to make up some ground, so I'm going to take the road team again. I'm going to go with Earlham.
All right. It's one there for the Cardinals.
I look at this game, too, is there are similarities in total offense. Both teams are putting close to 2,000 yards of total offense. But like we said, Earlham's got about 1,600 of that on the ground, whereas Riverside's doing most of their damage in the air, about 1,250 to 800 on their ratio, their passing to running. So, but the one thing that I think is Riverside is still just a little bit young, and they seem to have struggled with the run game in the past few weeks or during the season, stopping the run. And this is what Earlham does. So I'm going to go with the road team, the Earlham Cardinals.
All right, another one there for Earlham. You ruined my plans. I was hoping somebody was going to go with Riverside. They let me down last week, so I'm kind of a grudge. Grady Jepson, Aiden Slice. Hats off to Aiden Slice, though. He has set the single-season receiving mark for the Bulldogs last week with his season he's got going on right now with 611 yards on the year. But, yeah, Earlham's got a ground game. Brady Morrison's gone for 737. That's what killed Riverside last week in that game against Southwest Valley. Now, granted, that's what Southwest Valley does, but that's just been the bugaboo for this team all year. Teams that run the ball have success against Riverside, and I can't get over that. So I'm going to have to go Earlham too here. I'm not going to make it too interesting. Sorry. We're going to stay here in the district in A7, and this will be our broadcast game here tonight. Undefeated AHSTW Vikings head over to the Hill to take on St. Albert, two teams that have very different marks on the year and the way the season's gone. Matt, who's going to win?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. Sternberg boys and that defense of AHSTW is looking really well right now. Surprised with how they really shut down the Loma Panthers, who had been playing really well since their first two losses of the season. So Vikings all the way.
All right. One for the Vikings. Yeah, it's been just a great run through the season here for AHSTW, a team I don't think a lot of people had pegged before the year started to have this kind of season. Maybe they thought we'd have some success, but not to be unblemished at this point and win the way that they have. They've been pretty convincing throughout. St. Albert, you know, still has guys that can make it interesting, I think, for a little bit if they get them going. They just haven't been able to have consistent success. It's been all on the kind of the backs of Brendan Monahan and what he can do, and that's tough against a team that's got multiple weapons and has been playing good defense, too. So I'm going to go with the Vikings as well. Jim.
Well, for the second time in this program, I'd like to apologize. I misspoke earlier. I mentioned the middle six games on this sheet were pretty competitive. Yeah. I meant five out of six, because this one's not. AHSTW.
Vikings across the board there in that one. We do have another interesting one within that district, though, here, too, in A7, as Southwest Valley will go on the road to take on Mount Air. I guess I get first crack here at this one. This is an interesting game. Southwest Valley, I think, has started to play better as the season has gone along. Mount Air, we kind of had some question marks early on how they were playing, but I don't think they're too upset now that everything's kind of panned out, the loss that they have. They still have a very experienced guy at quarterback in Jackson Frost. They've got two other guys that they can work to in the offense that can get it done. And Jaden Knight has had a really good year, both catching the ball and then also on defense. He's been their leader with 13 tackles for loss and has forced some turnovers. You know, the beef up front in the run game for Southwest Valley scares me a little bit here, but I like the home team. I'm going to go with Mount Air to get it done in this one. Jim.
All right. If you want to know why I'm last in this three-man pick'em show, I'm about to show you. Follow my logic now, will you? Okay, these teams are pretty well matched. I mean, it looks on paper like it should be a really good matchup. So instead of flipping a coin, I decided to go this way. I'm a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show. You remember the Andy Griffith Show? Opie mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Floyd the Barber. Okay. The Andy Griffith Show is based where? Mayberry. Yeah. Mayberry, for those that don't know, was kind of loosely based on Andy Griffith's hometown, which is Mount Airy, North Carolina. So I'm going to go with the town that sounds like it. I'm going to go with Mount Air. Now, if there's any question as to why I'm last in this pick'em show, I think I've just solved the puzzle.
That's pretty good reach, but we'll give it to you.
I don't know what to say to that.
It was brilliant.
Especially if there's any reason why he's last in the show. We know why he's still on the show.
Yeah.
Still provides entertainment.
Exactly. That's what we're here
somebody's for. Right there, those type of stories.
Yeah. Somebody's got to carry this program.
Exactly.
There you go. Both teams, about 2,100 yards of total offense. Both of them, you know, do it primarily on the ground. One of the things, you know, also going through defensive, both very tough here. Defensive average, Southwest Valley in Class A is like number 4, and I think Mount Air was number 8 in there. Southwest Valley has their takeaways, 7 fumbles and 9 interceptions, and Mount Air has 13 fumble recoveries and 4 interceptions. So both defenses just outstanding in there. But I'm going to go with the home team, Mount Air. I've seen some of their athletes, compete out there. I think that's one of the things. I like their quarterback, Frost, Jackson Frost. And so I like the way he competes and runs the show. So I'm going to go with the Mount Air Raiders. You bet.
Jackson greater than Scott. All right. We'll go to 1A8 here for another contest. This is a good one. Undefeated battle into the season, try to decide a district champion as well. Underwood on the road to take on a Kemper Catholic, 2-7-0 teams. Jim, who's going to win?
Underwood has been really, really strong all year long. Kemper Catholic has played well, and they play well at home. Kemper Catholic throws the ball a little bit, and Underwood's defense has picked off 21 passes this year. Wow. That's a lot.
It's
a lot to have 21 turnovers create takeaways at this time, but that's just interceptions. That's pretty impressive. So I guess what I'm saying is when Kemper Catholic throws the ball, be afraid. Be very afraid. No, you need to be careful. I mean, they've got ball hawkers out there that are stealing the ball quite a bit. I don't know. My first inclination was take the home team here, but I've been impressed with the way Underwood has played after that opener against Lewis Central. I like the Eagles on the road.
All right, one for the U. Matt?
Yeah, 21 interceptions. Offenses are both very, very balanced in there and how they do it, run game, pass game. Vanami, the quarterback for Kemper Catholic, he's completed 65% of his passes, 16 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions. And then you've got Ravlin on the other side for Underwood. The thing that makes these teams so dangerous is both those quarterbacks that if they get out in open space and they don't see the a receiver open, you know, they're going to pull it down and run it, and they're just as dangerous if you don't put somebody in there to spy on them. So, you know, like that's just, they're just very similar teams across the board here. Underwood, you know, they've seemed been getting it done these last few years, the way they run their program and get things done. Kemper Catholic's been climbing to get into this spot. They're competitors. They know how to compete baseball-wise. I'm going to go with the home team on this one. I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic. It'll probably be a little bit of a mild upset, I guess, if you will, maybe, just because of where the programs have been the last couple of years here. But I think the Knights can pull it off at home.
A little bit of a shocker.
Could be a shocker, and it could set them up heading towards the Dome later on in the season. Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly this is a couple of programs that have a lot of swagger here this season, and they have played well throughout, both teams. They have a lot to be proud of what they've accomplished so far. Like you mentioned, Underwood just has seemed to have this train rolling here for a few years. It's interesting, you look at the B.C. Moore prognostications, pretty much a toss-up on this one. I don't know. I can't go against a team that's played as well as Underwood has. I mean, you look at their tough outing there early on in the season against Lewis Central. It didn't really even, you know, matter. But they played tough in that game and still scored some points despite being up against a much larger class school. And Alex Ravlin has got it going in the passing game. 19 touchdowns on the year, and then he's added a few more on the ground. I think Underwood's got enough firepower to get it done, but this will be a good battle. So I'm going to go with the Eagles and hope that I can pick one up on Matt here. We got two more picks left on the sheet, and we will do that right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Carrie, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, we have new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, only 98 cents a pound. 3-pound tubs of Fairway cottage cheese are just $3.88. And Betty Crocker brownie mixes are buy one, get one free. Back at our famous Fairway Fresh meat case, we have 10-pound tubes of 80-20 ground beef, only $2.99 a pound. And don't forget, October is pork month, so pick up some all-natural Iowa chops for just $1.99 a pound and original or Italian pork sausage for $2.99 a pound. And as always, thanks for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. As we dive into our last two picks here for week number 8, we'll go to Class 2A and District 8. The Clarinda Cardinals are on the road to take on the Red Oak Tigers. And Matt, 2-4-3 teams, who's gonna win?
Oh, I get this one out of the gate too. Oh, goodness. You got two teams trending in opposite directions right now is really what you have. You've got Red Oak, who have lost their last three games after starting 4-0 and shutting everybody out, and here they are now. And then Clarinda, on the other side, I think they've won four of their last five games, I believe. So they kind of got their ship corrected and run the ball really well. I'm going to go with Clarinda on this one. I think they have a little more balance if they need to. They run the ball. Red Oak's still trying to maybe throw the ball around a little bit too much. I think if they kind of would stick to their ground game, it might be a little more successful in there. But I'm going to go with the Cardinals just because of the way each team is trending. So,
all right, that's one there for Clarinda. You know, Wyatt Schmidt has done a good job at the quarterback spot for Clarinda. Taden Brown, good running back, has put up solid numbers. Riley Fouts on the other side has got really good numbers there in the ground game for Red Oak, but a lot of that, of course, piled up against some not-so-tough competition early in the season. I was a little bit struck by that one last week. That really shocked me that they fell like they did to Clark and just didn't really put up much of a, you know, fight. You would have thought at least if they're going to lose that type of game, it'd be with them scoring three or four touchdowns, not just once in the game. So pretty disappointed in that one. I think if that would have went differently, I would think differently about this game and try to help myself in the overall pick standings, but I just don't think it's going to happen. I like Clarinda here in this one, too, so I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Jim?
Am I still in last place?
Yep.
All right, then I'm taking Red Oak. Now, Clarinda, in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, they pretty much dominated the series. I mean, they'll win 4, 5, 6 in a row, and then Red Oak will pick one up here and there, and maybe this is the year. I think Red Oak at home, they've played decent. They've written, you know, hit a tough patch in their schedule, so hopefully they can bounce back here this week and finish the last few weeks strong.
Yeah, it'll certainly be a motivated team, I would think, in that type of game. We go to our last pick here on the sheet this week. Atlantic comes back home. They don't have to drive 2 hours across the state to go play a game. They get to stay right here and take on a Sadell team that has not had any success on the season here so far. Guess I get first look here at this game. I mean, not a whole lot just to say about Sadell other than that they just haven't been able to produce. Their offense just hasn't been able to do much. They were kind of all focused around the quarterback spot last year, and he didn't have many weapons around him, and they were kind of a disjointed, frustrated team that, you know, did a lot of extracurricular stuff that you didn't like out there either, and it's just been a rough go for him here this year. And I like the way Atlantic's playing. That was a nice victory for them against Knoxville. I don't think it always went the way that they wanted to throughout that game, but they got stronger as the game went along and hit some big plays, and that gives you some confidence. And you know, the way that Colton Rasmussen is out there running and catching the ball, that always gives you a chance to hit on some big ones. So I like the Trojans to get it done in big fashion here at home. Jim.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't suspect that that's probably a bad pick. I was kind of looking at some of the numbers here, and I mean, honestly, I know the kids are playing hard and trying and all, but I just don't see. I mean, Sadell's just not scoring points. I mean, Atlantic has had quarters where they've scored as many touchdowns as Sadell has scored all year. They've only scored three touchdowns in the entire season. So, I mean, I just don't see how with that road trip that this is going to be the week Sadell turns the corner, even though I know Atlantic is a little bit banged up. They proved last week, even banged up, they can still get the job done. So I like the Trojans at home.
All right, Matt?
I'm going to go with the Trojans at home as well. I think, yeah, they kind of keep rolling, keep preparing themselves for the final week there, and you know, let the, I think it was good with the injury to Caden Anderson. You know, Tristan Hayes was able to get some positive experience in there and have a good ball game in there, because you know, definitely need him in the following week. So I think you'll just look for them to kind of continue to you know, keep to form and keep getting better each week. So I'm gonna go with the Trojans at home and the final game for the seniors out there, big class of seniors, 22 seniors. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully they can come out with a big win there for them on their final home game in the Trojan Bowl.
Yeah, certainly like to see a lot of folks come out and support them. That would be nice to have.
Yeah, and that's what they, Chris, they really have had some great crowds in their three games this year. So, yeah, you know, just hopefully a good crowd again for them and give them one last rally here in their home stadium.
All right, Trojans across the board there in that one, and that's going to wind down who's going to win here for week number 8. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you the program here throughout the campaign. Stay tuned. We'll be over in Council Bluffs up on the hill as HSTW tries to stay unbeaten on the year at St. Albert. Mike Smith will join me for that one coming up. That'll do it for Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Carrie, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, we have new crop Michigan Johnny Gold apples, only 98 cents a pound. 3-pound tubs of Fairway cottage cheese are just $3.88. And Betty Crocker brownie mixes are buy one, get one free. Back at our famous Fairway Fresh meat case, we have 10-pound tubes of 80-20 ground beef, only $2.99 a pound. And don't forget, October is pork month, so pick up some all-natural Iowa chops for just $1.99 a pound and original or Italian pork sausage for $2.99 a pound. And as always, thanks for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.